Census, Stats NZ, New Zealand Census of Population and Dwellings, Individual Form, Tuesday 7th March 2023. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand Government, and the logo of the 2023 Census Stats NZ, Tato Tato, All of Us Count. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 16th of January 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. Stats NZ has amended the text of the original print document for the production of the audio and braille formats. End of producer's note, completing census forms is required by law. Fill in one individual form for each person staying the night of Tuesday 7th March 2023. The information you provide will be kept confidential by Stats NZ and is protected by the Data and Statistics Act 2022. Stats NZ will also use census responses to select participants for a survey after the census. Print in capitals. Question 1. Question 1 asks, what is your full name? First names, with free text boxes for response. Family name, with free text boxes for response. Question 2. Question 2 asks, when were you born? Respond by writing in the boxes provided for day, month and full year. Day, with two boxes for free text response, for example 28. Month, with two boxes for free text response, for example 2. Year, with four boxes for free text response, for example 1984. Question 3. Question 3 asks, what is your gender? Mark your answer like this, followed by an image of a circle with a horizontal line through it. Response options are male, female, another gender. Please state below, free text response. Question 4. Question 4 asks, what was your sex at birth? For example, what was recorded on your birth certificate? Response options are male, female. Question 5. Question 5 asks, where do you usually live? Students and overseas residents, see the guide notes for more information. Response options are two tick boxes, in New Zealand. Print the address where you usually live, street number, flat number, street name, suburb or rural locality, city, town or district, or overseas. Print the name of the country where you usually live, free text response. Question 6. Question 6 asks, if you gave a New Zealand address in 5, how long have you lived there? Response options are, tick box less than 1 year, or, two blank boxes to write in years. Question 7. Question 7 asks, on the night of Tuesday 7th March 2023, which address are you at? Response options are, at the address in 5, at another address. Print the address as fully as you can, street number, flat number, street name, suburb or rural locality, city, town or district. Question 8. Question 8 asks, which ethnic group do you belong to? Mark the space or spaces which apply to you. Response options are, New Zealand European, Māori, Samoan, Cook Islands Māori, Tongan, Niuean, Chinese, Indian, other, for example Dutch, Japanese, Tokelauin. Please state below, free text response. Question 9. Question 9 asks, which country were you born in? Response options are, New Zealand, go to 11, other, for example England, Cook Islands. Print the current name of the country below, free text response. Question 10. Question 10 asks, if you live in New Zealand but were not born here, when did you first arrive to live in New Zealand? Respond in the boxes provided to write month and full year. Month, with two boxes for free text response, for example 4. Year, with four boxes for free text response, for example 1985. Question 11. Question 11 asks, if you gave a New Zealand address in 5, go to 12. If not, go to 54. Question 12. Question 12 asks, are you descended from Maori? That is, did you have a Maori birth parent, grandparent or great-grandparent, etc.? Response options are, yes, go to 13, don't know, go to 13, no, go to 14. Question 13. Question 13 asks, do you know the name or names of your iwi, tribe or tribes? See the guide notes for a list of iwi. Response options are, yes, give the name or names and region or regions or rohe of your iwi, iwi, region, rohe, 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 no, go to 14. Question 14. Question 14 asks, where did you usually live 1 year ago, on the 7th of March 2022? Response options are, not born 1 year ago, at my usual address, given in 5, at another New Zealand address, street number, flat number, street name, suburb or rural locality, city, town or district, or, I lived overseas 1 year ago. Print the name of the country, free text response. Question 15. Question 15 asks, in which language or languages could you have a conversation about a lot of everyday things? Mark the space or spaces which apply to you. Remember to mark English if you can have a conversation in English. Response options are, English, Maori, New Zealand Sign Language, Samoan, other language or languages, for example Gujarati, Cantonese, Greek. Print the language or languages, free text response, or, none, for example too young to talk. Question 16. Question 16 asks, what is your religion? Give as much detail as you need to name your religion. For example Presbyterian, Ratana, Sunni, Sikhism. Response options are, free text boxes for written response, no religion, or, object to answering. Question 17. Question 17 asks, who lives with you at your usual address? Mark the space or spaces which apply to you. Response options are, I live alone, my spouse or partner, for example husband, my parent or parents, for example mother, my child or children, for example daughter, my sibling or siblings, for example brother, my grandparent or grandparents, my grandchild or grandchildren, my flatmate or flatmates, other, for example mother-in-law, stepchild. Please state below, free text response. Question 18. Question 18 asks, are you attending, studying or enrolled at school or any other place of education? Response options are, yes, full-time, 20 hours or more a week, go to 19. Yes, part-time, less than 20 hours a week, go to 19. Or, no, neither of these, go to 21. Question 19. Question 19 asks, what is the one main way you usually travel to your place of education, that is, the one you use for the greatest distance? If you don't have a usual method, select the one you used most recently. Response options are, study at home, go to 21, drive a car, truck or van, passenger in a car, truck or van, bicycle, walk or jog, school bus, public bus, train, ferry, other, for example taxi, motorbike. Question 20. Question 20 asks, where are you attending, studying or enrolled? Give all of the following, if possible. Respond in the text boxes provided for, name of preschool, school or other place of education, campus and or suburb, city, town or district. Question 21. Question 21 asks, if you are answering on behalf of someone who is under 5 years old, go to 23. If not, go to 22. Question 22. Question 22 asks, this question is about difficulties you may have doing certain activities because of a health problem. Do you have difficulty with any of the following? Responses are tick box beneath each of the 6 questions. Seeing, even if wearing glasses, No difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Hearing, even if using a hearing aid, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Walking or climbing steps, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Remembering or concentrating, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Washing all over or dressing, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Communicating using your usual language, for example understanding or being understood by others, no difficulty, some difficulty, a lot of difficulty, cannot do it all. Question 23. Question 23 asks, do you have a disability, long-term condition, or mental health condition that limits your ability to carry out everyday activities? Response options are, yes, no, don't know. Question 24. Question 24 asks, if you are 15 years or older, go to 25. If not, go to 54. Question 25. Question 25 asks, do you smoke cigarettes regularly, that is, one or more a day? Don't count pipes, cigars or e-cigarettes. Count only tobacco cigarettes. Response options are, yes, go to 27, no, go to 26. Question 26. Question 26 asks, have you ever been a regular smoker of one or more cigarettes a day? Response options are, yes, no. Question 27. Question 27 asks, which one of these statements best describes your current legally registered marital or civil union status? If you have had more than one legally registered marriage or civil union, answer for your most recent. Response options are, I have never been legally married and I have never been legally registered in a civil union. I am divorced or my marriage or civil union has been dissolved. I am a widow or widower or surviving civil union partner. I am permanently separated from my legal husband or wife or civil union partner. I am legally married. I am legally registered in a civil union. Question 28. Question 28 asks, if your sex at birth was male, go to 29. If your sex at birth was female, answer this question. How many babies have you given birth to? Response options are, 2 free text boxes for written response number born, none, or, object to answering. Question 29. Question 29 asks, which of the following best describes how you think of yourself? Response options are, heterosexual or straight, gay or lesbian, bisexual, another identity. Please state below, free text response, or, prefer not to say. Question 30. Question 30 asks, were you born with a variation of sex characteristics, otherwise known as an intersex variation? Response options are, yes, no, don't know, or, prefer not to say. Question 31. Question 31 asks, what is your highest secondary school qualification? Response options are, none, one of, New Zealand school certificate in one or more subjects, or, national certificate level 1, or, NCEA level 1, one of, New Zealand sixth form certificate in one or more subjects, or, national certificate level 2, or, New Zealand university entrance, UE, before 1986 in one or more subjects, or, NCEA level 2, one of, New Zealand higher school certificate, or, New Zealand university bursary or scholarship, or, national certificate level 3, or, NCEA level 3, or, New Zealand scholarship, other secondary school qualification gained in New Zealand. Please state, other secondary school qualification gained overseas. Question 32. Question 32 asks, apart from secondary school qualifications, do you have another completed qualification? Don't count qualifications that take less than 3 months of full-time study to get. Response options are, yes, go to 33, no, go to 36. Question 33. Question 33 asks, what is your highest qualification? Response options are, level 1 certificate, level 2 certificate, Level 3 Certificate, Level 4 Certificate, Level 5 Diploma, Level 6 Diploma, Bachelor's Degree or Level 7 Qualification, Bachelor Honours Degree or Postgraduate Certificate or Diploma, Master's Degree, PhD or Other Doctoral Degree, Other Qualification? Please state below, free text response. Question 34. Question 34 asks, what is the main subject of your highest qualification? For example, electrical engineering. Response is free text boxes. Question 35. Question 35 asks, was your highest qualification gained in New Zealand or overseas? Response options are New Zealand, overseas. Question 36. Question 36 asks, mark as many spaces as you need to show all the ways you yourself got income in the 12 months ending today. Don't count loans because they are not income. Response options are wages, salary, commissions, bonuses, etc., paid by my employer, self-employment, or business I own and work in, interest, dividends, rent, other investments, regular payments from ACC or a private work accident insurer, New Zealand superannuation or veterans pension, other superannuation, pensions or annuities, other than New Zealand superannuation, veterans pension or war pensions, JobSeeker support, sole parent support, supported living payment, student allowance, other government benefits, government income support payments, war pensions, or paid parental leave, other sources of income, counting support payments from people who do not live in my household, or no source of income in that time. Question 37. Question 37 asks, from all the sources of income you marked in 36, what will the total income be that you yourself got, before tax or anything was taken out, in the 12 months that will end on the 31st of March 2023? Response options are loss, zero income, $1 to $10,000, $10,001 to $15,000, $15,001 to $20,000, $20,001 to $25,000, $25,001 to $30,000, $30,001 to $35,000, $35,001 to $40,000, $40,001 to $50,000, $50,001 to $60,000, $60,001 to $70,000, $70,001 to $100,000, $100,001 to $150,000, $150,001 to $200,000, $200,001 or more. Question 38. Question 38 asks, thinking about the dwelling that you usually live in, do you yourself? Response options are, hold it in a family trust, own or partly own it, with or without a mortgage, or neither of these, for example, renting. Question 39. Question 39 asks, mark as many spaces as you need to answer this question. In the 7 days that ended on Sunday, 5th March 2023, which of these did you do? Response options are, I worked for pay, profit or income for an hour or more, go to 40. I worked in a family business or family farm without pay, go to 40. I work in a job, business or farm, but I was not working last week for some reason, go to 40. Or, none of these, go to 49. Question 40. Question 40 asks, how many hours, to the nearest hour, do you usually work each week? Respond in the boxes provided for two questions. In your main job, three free text boxes for written response hours. In all other jobs for pay, profit or income, three free text boxes for written response hours. Question 41. Question 41 asks, answer the next questions, 42 to 47, about the job that you worked the most hours in. Question 42. Question 42 asks, in that job, which one of these were you? Response options are, a paid employee, self-employed and not employing others, an employer of other person or persons in my own business, working in a family business or family farm without pay. Question 43. Question 43 asks, in that job, What was your occupation? For example, primary school teacher, civil engineer, motel manager. Free text response. Question 44. Question 44 asks, give the full name of the business or employer that you worked for in that job. Free text response. Question 45. Question 45 asks, what is the main activity of that business or employer? For example, primary school education, civil engineering construction, accommodation. Free text response. Question 46. Question 46 asks, in that job, did you mostly? Response options are, work at home? Go to 52, work away from home, then print the full address of the place you mostly worked at. Include, if possible, all of these, name of building, street number and street name, or name of shopping center, suburb or rural locality, city, town or district. Question 47. Question 47 asks, what is the one main way you usually travel to work, that is, the one you use for the greatest distance? If you don't have a usual method, select the one you used most recently. Response options are, drive a private car, truck or van, drive a company car, truck or van, passenger in a car, truck, van or company bus, public bus, train, ferry, bicycle, walk or jog, other, for example taxi, motorbike. Question 48. Question 48 asks, if you have answered questions about your job, go to 52. If not, go to 49. Question 49. Question 49 asks, did you look for paid work in the last 4 weeks? Response options are, yes, go to 50, no, go to 51. Question 50. Question 50 asks, mark as many spaces as you need to show all the ways you looked for paid work in the last 4 weeks. Response options are, looked at job advertisements, wrote, phoned or applied in person to an employer, contacted work and income to look for a job, contacted friends or relatives for help in finding a job, contacted career advisors, other method or methods. Question 51. Question 51 asks, if a paid job had been available, would you have started last week? Response options are, yes, no. Question 52. Question 52 asks, in the last 4 weeks, which of these have you done, without pay? Mark the space or spaces which apply to you. Response options are, household work, cooking, repairs, gardening, etc., for my household. Looked after a child who is a member of my household. Looked after a member of my household who is ill or has a disability. Looked after a child who does not live in my household. Helped someone who is ill or has a disability who does not live in my household. Other help or voluntary work for or through any organization, group or marae, or none of these. Question 53. Question 53 asks, please give a contact phone number. We may contact you if you are selected for the follow-up survey after the census. Phone number, including area code if it is a landline. Question 54. Question 54 asks, please check your answers before you sign. By signing this form, you are declaring that the information given is true and complete. Yes, I declare that the information is true and complete. Please sign here. Thank you for your time and effort. www.census.govt.nz. Free phone helpline 0800 Census 0800 236 787. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 16th of January 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.